supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Do you have any idea what it's like knowing my real brother and mother spend every day of their lives looking for me? Huh? How every day my real brother screams my name.
I'm Patrick Stoner, and this is a podcast for Lion. Dev Patel is best known for Slumdog Millionaire and the two best exotic Marigold hotels. But in this film, he wanted to stretch his acting range. It's a story going from a boy to a man searching, and he loved it.
Makes me sick.
This is an anthem of love. It's an anthem of diversity, and it's really what the world needs right now. And for me, I really respond to these characters that have to, you know, push their way through the impossible, so much adversity. You know, it's a tale of survival to begin with, and then it turns into this search. And it really is a beautiful story of brothers, of mothers and sons. And
the first half is sort of external. You see the kid, you see what he's facing, the mammoth world of Calcutta, and then the grown-up. And then it becomes sort of internal.
Yeah.
And now you're working a lot of time without words.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm going to just guess, a joy for an actor.
Absolutely. That is the space you want to be in. You know, the beginning, we have this wonderful young actor, Sonny Pawar, who they plucked from 2,000 children. And he'd never been in front of a camera before. He'd never seen a Hollywood film in his life. He'd never been on a plane. And he does an incredible job leading the film. And he is a boy who's been torn from his family.
I was terrified for him.
Yeah, no, and he's on the streets of India, struggling to survive. He's running for his life from these predators. And then you come to Tasmania, and that's where it becomes a more internalized film, where he's not reacting to an environment, but he's grappling with these feelings of guilt.
Because he was adopted, and that's where
he was adopted, and he had such a loving family. In Australia, but he was plagued by the idea that his mother and his brother and his sister were on the train tracks every day looking for him whilst he lived his great life.
That's a little tricky, isn't it? Because we fall in love with that family, and you don't want to feel like they're being betrayed because of all they've given.
And that was part of the journey. He talks about it in the film. I don't want my mother to think I'm ungrateful. I love her. So it's, you know, there's so many shades of gray to the relationships.
There's a lot going on in the film, and it's good to see you stretch.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm Patrick Stoner.
I'm not from Calcutta. I'm lost.
Flicks with Patrick Stoner explores the craft and culture of filmmaking that enhance our communities for television stations and websites around the country.